This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden joins Trump on the campaign trail. Do we have the story?
Police standoff near Wesley Medical Center. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita will have more tools to combat crime. A look at the equipment to be used coming up.
Former President Trump rallied in Atlanta after Georgia saw a record-breaking first day of early voting. Fox's Rich Edson has more.
Georgia has more than doubled its first-day early voting record. The Secretary of State's office says it has accepted more than 305,000 ballots. The previous record, set 4 years ago, was 136,000. Former President Trump held a rally in Atlanta. His campaign has been trying to convince skeptical supporters to cast those early ballots. Trump is also selling voters there on his economic record. Governor Brian Kemp's Get Out the Vote operation is helping the Trump campaign. Trump and Kemp had argued publicly over Trump's narrow loss in Georgia in 2020. That somewhat appears to be repaired. And the latest polling in Georgia shows Vice President Harris with a 2 percentage point lead, well within the margin of error.
President Biden campaigned for Vice President Harris in Philadelphia yesterday, calling former President Trump unhinged after losing in 2020, and criticizing Trump's town hall on Monday, in which two people passed out early on in the event.
His rally stopped taking questions because someone got hurt. And guess what? He stood on the stage for 30 minutes and danced. I'm serious. What's wrong with this guy?
The swing state of Pennsylvania is a toss-up for the vice president and former President Trump.
A man is being treated following a police standoff in East Wichita Tuesday afternoon in the 3800 block of East Edgemont. That's near Central and Hillside. A 22-year-old man had poured gasoline on his home and himself. Public Information Officer Chris Gupelin says SWAT negotiators were eventually able to make contact with the man.
They were able to reestablish communication with the subject inside, and at that point they were able to get him to peacefully surrender and come outside.
The man underwent decontamination procedures before being taken to a treatment facility.
The Wichita City Council has approved funding to expand the city's crime-fighting efforts.
The city of Wichita will purchase 31 Flock license plate readers to add to its network of 160. The city will also purchase more gunshot detection devices to double the coverage from 2 square miles to 4. Police Captain Aaron Moses says the equipment has resulted in recovered stolen property and a drop in violent crime.
A decrease in drive-by shootings over the five-year average of 12%. A decrease in aggravated assault and aggravated battery with firearms where they are discharged of 5% over the five-year average.
While some have privacy concerns with the technology, Moses explained the pictures taken by the system are purged after 30 days unless needed in a trial. 10 of the readers will cost roughly $151,000 over 5 years. An additional 21 readers and the gunshot detection expansion will cost around $186,000 in the first year and $183,000 in year two. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the equipment will be placed in crime hotspots around the city.
Military aid to Israel could be at risk if the country doesn't allow more humanitarian aid to reach Gaza.
The amount of food, water, medicine, and other critical aid reaching Gaza has fallen sharply.
In fact, it has fallen by over 50% from where it was at its peak.
State Department spokesman Matt Miller describing why Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wrote a letter to Israeli counterparts setting a 30-day deadline to increase the flow of assistance.
But our hope is that Israel will make the changes that we have outlined and that we have recommended, and that the result of those changes will be a dramatic increase in humanitarian assistance.
A similar letter was sent to Israeli officials in April that led to more aid getting to Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be talking college football tonight, previewing Kansas State's road game coming up on Saturday night. Talk about that coming up in sports.
Mays South Middle School evacuated for a short time Tuesday morning. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Mays South Middle School was evacuated for a short time Tuesday morning following a threatening voicemail message left there. The district said the school was searched and nothing was found to substantiate the threat. Officials say law enforcement will continue to investigate.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will acknowledge a community effort to assist families. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
A proclamation where we're declaring Family Promise Week. Family Promise is an organization that deals with those homeless individuals that are mostly women and children that are experiencing homelessness. They help with food, they help with temporary shelter, other wraparound services.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Casual gaming for less than 7 hours may help to improve your sleep, despite the prevailing thoughts.
If you're having a hard time sleeping, change your video game. That's what a study published in Science Direct is saying. It counters the blanket statement that excessive gaming leads to poor sleep, and instead says that certain types of games have no effect and may even improve sleep quality. Puzzle games and word games being listed as the most beneficial. The worst for your sleep? Games like Call of Duty, which require heightened reflexes, or World of Warcraft, that require lots of time and planning. The study looked at 26 different studies to come to its conclusions. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
JCPenney is hosting a three-day national hiring event ahead of a busy holiday shopping season.
The chain looking to hire at least 10,000 seasonal workers all across the nation, noting roles include assisting customers in store, fulfilling orders, and keeping shelves stocked. Through Friday, those interested can apply at their local JCPenney store or by visiting jobs.jcp.com. An executive says they're looking for folks who embody JCPenney's golden rule to treat others as we want to be treated, noting benefits for seasonal workers include an employee discount of up to 25% off any purchase, flexible schedules, noting stores are closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, and career advancement opportunities. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a look at our traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute. Got the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at K254 and Hillside. Traffic all right there. A little bit heavy to the south there. But even looking east to Bel Air, very slow-moving traffic along the 45th Street North Corridor between Woodlawn and Oliver. And we've got fire crews checking out smoke in an outside area near George Washington Boulevard and Ross Parkway on the southeast side of town. They're having some sort of problem with traffic lights at Southeast Boulevard and 47th South. So they're trying to check that out. It's not really working right. And the report of a traffic accident in the area of Isley Elementary School in the 5200 block of North Woodlawn. So checking that out as well. That's a traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
After a freezing start this morning, another cooler than average afternoon under mostly sunny skies. High of only 62 degrees. A northeast breeze switching back out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
A clear sky, 31 degrees, calm, no wind out there. The Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, just 64 degrees. Normal high for the date, 71. And, of course, we've had a freeze warning overnight. And Fox News power rankings have come out. And looking at the presidential race and what's going on, what the key states are this morning. Want to get an update on that from Fox News Radio's Ryan Smells. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. We're looking at some polls, and most of them, as near as I can tell, have it almost a dead heat. But what are you seeing at Fox News right now, Ryan?
So we're seeing a dead heat, too. We actually, in our latest power rankings, moved the swing state of Michigan to a lean from a lean D to a toss-up. And that joined a number of other states like Nevada, as well as Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, you name it. We still have, you know, the states like Ohio and Florida in favor of Republicans right now. So, you know, this certainly was a positive poll for the Trump campaign to make this more of a tighter race compared to where it was the last time we did these power rankings. And I think one of the big things from that was the positive debate performance that J.D. Vance had during the vice presidential debate.
Ah, you think that would move the needle a little bit, huh?
Yes, you know, and I think we kind of saw that a vice presidential debate can move a needle. Maybe it's not going to make or break a campaign. And that's what it certainly did here. It didn't, you know, end the Harris campaign whatsoever, but it did, you know, give former President Trump a little bit more of an edge here. And there could be some other factors there, too. You know, we've been kind of monitoring how Vice President Harris responded to these questions about President Biden and how she would do things differently. And, you know, she had a moment on The View where she said she wouldn't do anything differently. And, you know, we wonder if that's going to be effective considering some of the negative numbers that appear for President Biden on a lot of these issues. So I think that she's doing a little bit of a balancing campaign right now, but she's also doing more of a media blitz. So this could be a make or break moment with her being out there more often taking tough questions.
Of course, the key to all of this is the Electoral College. And there are several states that we say are crucial. We call them swing states or battleground states.
Yep.
Can you give three? Oh, yeah. What are the three or four biggies on that, Ryan?
Well, I think some of the biggest ones, you know, I think a lot of the focus this election cycle has been on Pennsylvania. But then there's also what Democrats call the blue wall, the states that they were able to win last election cycle. That includes Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, you know, and so they're trying to maintain that. And so the total ones, it's Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. But when it comes to the Senate, what's interesting here is that you have things a little bit different. So Ohio is the only toss-up Senate seat we have right now. Republicans are still favored to take back the Senate, make it 51-49 as of right now, because Montana looks like Republicans can flip that. They're almost certain to flip West Virginia at this point. But then you look at some of the lean D seats, Nevada, Arizona, Maryland, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. So the likelihood that we could see some ticket splitting on Election Day is pretty high.
Yeah, and you know, those you mentioned the Senate, of course, it's crucial what happens there, because if something would happen and the Republicans lose a couple of seats, it goes the other way. The majority goes, it's just two or three seats, and that's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a favorable Senate map whatsoever for Democrats right now. You know, they've got a slim majority where it's you know, 51-49 right now. West Virginia is going to probably flip, so it becomes 50-50. Then Republicans are, you know, having a lot of positive polling in Montana right now, which could make it 51-49. And then, you know, I mean, they have opportunities in some of these other states, but it's Democrats have just out fundraised them left and right. And that's been a very huge thing for Democrats. And also candidate quality has become a little bit of a liability for Republicans as well. But I think one thing to note, too, is that Democrats also have, you know, a number of places where there could be some serious ticket splitting. You know, I think it's fascinating. You look at Ohio, where it's a toss up for the presidency, it's lean Republican for the presidency, but it's a toss up for the Senate. That's interesting, right? Being a lot of ticket splitting if that's going to happen. But the other fascinating thing in the Senate right now is that you have this race in Nebraska that came out of nowhere, where you have an independent candidate running against Deb Fischer, an incumbent senator, you know, somebody who's well liked amongst her colleagues and not very controversial. You know, the polls in that state have gotten very close. So if there could be an Election Day surprise, I mean, don't be shocked if Nebraska is maybe that one that surprises people.
Anybody who tells you they knew who's going to win this election, yeah, just tell them you're full of baloney. You don't know, because the polls are just showing, like you said when we started, looks like a toss-up just about around the park. So, hey, Ryan, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate your information this morning. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, with what Fox polling is showing about those swing states. 8:17 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it is sports time again with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yes, we will talk college football tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the head football coach at Kansas State. 17th-ranked Wildcats will be on the road Saturday night at West Virginia. Ooh, man, that crowd will be riled up in Morgantown. Both teams are 2-1 in the conference. K-State is favored by a field goal on the road. 17th-ranked Kansas State at West Virginia Saturday night, so that's a lot of Things to talk about tonight on the weekly edition of the Chris Klieman Show, 7 o'clock this evening, and that is live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Hockey in the National Hockey League last night. The Edmonton Oilers win on home ice, beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3 in overtime as Edmonton, after that 0-3 start, finally gets its first win of the season. The winning goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner. He had 27 saves. All right, let's go to pro football. Got to plan ahead, see where the Super Bowl is going to be.
The Super Bowl is heading back to Atlanta. The NFL announced Tuesday that Super Bowl 62 will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the second time. The last time the game was played in Atlanta, the Patriots defeated the Rams in 2019. It's the fourth time the city of Atlanta has hosted the Super Bowl, with the first two being played at the Georgia Dome. This season's championship game will take place in New Orleans before the next two Super Bowls are played in California, first at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara in 2026, then in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium in 2027. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, let's figure out what boxer Mike Tyson is up to these days.
First trailer for Mike Tyson's huge comeback fight with YouTube sensation Jake Paul has officially been released by Netflix. Tyson was supposed to fight Paul back in July, but the 8-round battle was delayed after Tyson suffered a medical scare on a flight to Miami from Los Angeles. The two will now meet November 15th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Netflix will broadcast the event live.
Who's doing more than me? I'm the face of this sport.
And the streamer will also air a 3-part documentary, Countdown, Paul vs. Tyson. The doc series will have intimate access to the fighters, with the first two episodes dropping November 7th and the final episode November 12th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And we have an interesting birthday today. Bud Moore is 85 years old today.
Bud Moore,
head football coach at Kansas back in the mid to late 1970s. An interesting story, Bud Moore. He was a player for Bear Bryant at Alabama. Then for a long time, he was an assistant coach at a few stops. Assistant coach at Texas A&M. Assistant coach under the Bear at Alabama.
Resume.
So he's he's the next hotshot head coach that someone's going to hire. And right. He ended up in Lawrence, hired at KU to be their new head football coach in 1975. Well, it looked like it was a genius move. Bud Moore's first year as head coach, he was the Big 8 Conference Coach of the Year. And he was runner-up for National Coach of the Year behind Woody Hayes at Ohio State.
Wow.
Why? Well, it's because KU probably pulled off the upset of the entire season, going down to Norman, Oklahoma, and beating the eventual national champ, number 2-ranked Oklahoma at the time, 23-3. It wasn't even close. Yeah. That OU's head coach was Barry Switzer. He had never lost a game. He was undefeated his first year at Oklahoma and his second year at Oklahoma, and he was 8-0 in his third year. And then the Jayhawks and Coach Bud Moore beat him by 20 points in Norman, snapping OU's 37-game unbeaten streak. So there you go. So there's the great story for head coach Bud Moore. And that year, they upset Oklahoma. They go to a bowl game. They went to the Sun Bowl. And the following year, they started out 4-0. So, hey, this is the guy. Of course, he had installed the wishbone offense under quarterback Nolan Cromwell. So that was the key to the success. Uh-oh, Nolan Cromwell got a knee injury. And everything started to fall apart. That season kind of fizzled. And in year three, they were even worse. And in year four, under head coach Bud Moore, they were 1-10. And he was out. That was his only head coaching post ever. Gosh, it started out so good.
Yeah, what the heck?
But then it just disintegrated. He's in the KU Athletics Hall of Fame, even though he only got 18 wins in 4 years. But he had that 1 year, Big 8 Coach of the Year. Upset over Oklahoma. Well, he's still with us, and it's his birthday today. Former KU football coach Bud Moore. He is 85 years old today. Happy birthday, Coach Moore. That is sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:22 now. Keeping it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Seeking to improve the black man vote. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Wednesday morning, and 31 degrees. The man who was fatally shot when he charged law enforcement officers early Saturday in Northwest Wichita was not armed. Police say 27-year-old Jonathan Macias was shot when he charged at police officers and deputies while reaching behind his back. And Police Chief Joseph Sullivan says it was first believed that Macias was wearing ballistic armor.
He was wearing a vest carrier. That's what the officers could see. But when we were able to examine, it turned out that it was a carrier with no ballistic panels inside.
Wichita police are still investigating that shooting.
The city of Wichita is going to hire a company to temporarily run the new Northwest Water Treatment Plant.
There are 20 new positions at the new water facility, with 5 to 6 more operators left to hire. Public Works will need more operators while the city runs the two facilities concurrently for a short time. The new plant is scheduled to come online in April 2025, while the old treatment plant is shut down around the end of that same year. Recruitment and retention of water operators is an issue at the local and national level. The contract with operational technical support is worth just over $1.285 million for 1 year, which will be partially offset by roughly $491,000 in salary savings from vacant positions. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will consider applications for federal grant money. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News he has mixed feelings about the grant process.
We have grants that come through the system, and in my mind, I see these grants and I begin to think, my goodness, you know, we have to go and apply for all these things, and the federal government takes taxes, and then the state government even takes these taxes, and then you have to go apply for grants to send them back. And in one hand, I it's a little frustrating. It's like, I wish we could just have a tax rate where we can just keep most of our own money here locally, and we can administer these services locally.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Lawmakers and national security officials demand answers after it was revealed that a series of drones entered restricted airspace late last year. Fox's Jennifer Griffin with the story.
Last December, U.S. Air Force commanders at Langley Air Force Base in Southern Virginia, home to the F-22 Raptors, noticed over a period of 17 days, dozens of unidentified drones would begin flying over the base shortly after dusk each night. The White House called for national security meetings to discuss the drones, which had been seen over 3 sensitive U.S. installations, and whether they were sent by a foreign adversary. There were concerns about the military using electronic warfare or jamming systems to stop the drones, fearing it would interfere with commercial air travel over the holidays.
The drones over Virginia came 2 months after another fleet of drones breached restricted airspace over a government nuclear weapons test site in Nevada. It's not clear if these two incidents are related.
A woman in Kentucky who's accused of killing her mother and cooking her severed head reportedly had an alias as an aspiring actress.
32-year-old Toralina Fields was arrested last week after an 11-hour standoff with police. She's charged with the murder of her mother, Trudy Fields. Investigators reportedly found a charred and severed head, hands, feet, and forearm in a pot that was still warm in the oven. Fields' family members telling Fox 56 she recently moved back into her mother's house after pursuing a career as an actress, model, and singer in California under a different name. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
After a freezing start this morning, another cooler than average afternoon under mostly sunny skies. High of only 62 degrees, a northeast breeze switching back out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear sky, calm, and 31 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 850 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves more spending on flock police cameras.
Two.
Man is not injured after pouring gasoline on himself and threatening suicide near Wesley Medical Center.
One.
Biden joins Trump and Harris on the campaign trail with the national election less than 3 weeks away. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And your traffic update here on your Wednesday morning commute, looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, looking at the one near Kellogg and 143rd Street East, and that's where we have some slow-moving traffic, especially along the Kellogg corridor there. Some slow-moving traffic on the east side at that location. That's Traffic Update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 62 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42. And on Thursday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 71 degrees. Now clear sky, calm, and 31 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And trading is underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is right now trading up on the positive side by 124 points. The S&P is down 5 points. And the NASDAQ is down 75 points as the Wall Street begins trading today. Walgreens is planning to close around 1,200 locations as the drugstore chain and its rivals struggle to define their role for U.S. shoppers who no longer look to them first for convenience. Drugstores that once snapped up prime retail spots across the country are in retreat.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. After days of talks between Textron Aviation and local machinist union representatives, it still remains to be seen whether the machinist strike, now in its fourth week, takes additional steps towards resolution in the days ahead. The company and union met again on Monday after returning to the table last week for the first time since the strike began back on September 23rd. In a statement, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said the latest meeting covered IAM Local 774's revised contract proposal presented to Textron Aviation last week. The union is now what it calls waiting for the formal counter from Textron Aviation to review.
Dondlinger Construction has broken ground on Wichita's much-anticipated multimodal transit and parking garage facility called The Hub. After securing a contract with the city last month, the Wichita contractor broke ground on a nearly 209,000-square-foot facility at 207 South Sycamore in Delano near Riverfront Stadium Friday. It says the company's vice president of commercial construction, Troy Capples. Construction crews started setting up and mobilizing the project site last Tuesday. The construction crews will begin work on deep foundations for the facility in 3 to 4 weeks. Capples says Dondlinger's bid on the project in August and was approved for the contract at a September 10th Wichita City Council meeting for $19.7 million estimated. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Got a birthday today. Actor Tim Robbins is 66.
66.
Best known for portraying Andy Dufresne in the film The Shawshank Redemption.
He's pretty good in that.
And also Jacob Singer in Jacob's Ladder. And he won an Academy Award and a Golden Globe for his role in Mystic River. And then, really, the one that you and I kind of remember as well or more than that is
Bull Durham, Bull the baseball Durham, movie.
The baseball movie with Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a young man in that.
He was young. He was a baseball pitcher who was a little bit wild. Let's put it that way.
That's a good way to put it. Mm.
Until
he was good.
The old guy took him under his wing there. Today is Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. Chamber of Commerce's primary objective is strengthening local businesses of all sizes. And the best way to honor this organization is to use the services of local chamber businesses. Amen.
Amen.
I agree to that.
To
don't you,
as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Then
celebrate National Bosses Day. However you want to do it. Maybe you don't like your boss. Maybe you'll just be respectful to him or her today and not cause any trouble in the workplace. But it is. It's National Bosses Day around the country. Glenn Beck program coming up. Alleging progressive lies are used to exploit Christian compassion. All right. That's on Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news this morning. Biden has joined Trump and Harris on the campaign trail. So get a little crowded out there right now. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. We are Stephen Ted in the Morning on 98.7, 1330 KNSS, Wichita.